By Monday, Seattle could be the first city in Washington to adopt an income tax. The City Council's Finance Committee has approved a tax on high earners, which would go into effect in 2019. Seattle officials are citing two new reasons to tax income: the state budget and the federal health care bill. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold is sponsoring the income tax measure. She says the revenue would be used in part to lower local property taxes.
With the passage of the state budget last week, we've learned that that will come with an increase in property taxes. So the commitment in this legislation to lower the property tax burden gives us something to work on right away.
Under the measure, revenue would also go towards city services from homelessness to public health. The proposal started as a 2% tax, but Councilmember Rob Johnson pushed it to 2.25% because of the proposed federal cuts to Medicaid. He says the slightly higher tax
gives us an additional cushion by which we could continue to make sure that we have coverage and support for those individuals who may lose coverage as a result of those federal cuts.
The tax would be levied on individual income above $250,000. Critics of the plan say it's illegal under state law, since Washington does not allow taxes on net income. A final council vote is scheduled for Monday. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.